Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Our mission here at KHNC is to bring you great, uncensored, common-sense talk radio and the world's best health products to make your lives better. That's our mission, and we couldn't do any of it without all of you out there. Thank you, and God bless.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 a.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modere Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good morning. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm adjusting everything here. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Wednesday, the 29th of January, 2025. And shocking as it may be, the United States has just sworn in Donald Trump again, and this last election in 2024, in my view, is the last election of this country. There won't be another election. In the future, Donald Trump is going to be ousted probably I don't know. I don't think. I think it'll be illegally. A power, maybe govern a military coup. I'm not sure exactly how. I have different thoughts, but Donald Trump won't finish the four-year term. He won't finish this four-year term. Somehow he's going to be removed. And as I have been discussing over the last maybe week, 2 weeks, this matter of deep state, shadow government, it can't be ignored any longer. And those who don't believe in conspiracy theories, well, it's like back at the turn of the century, late 1800s, there was already discussion that eventually you wouldn't need the horse and buggy any longer. And it was a preposterous idea. But by 1910, people were driving around in a horseless carriage. The thought that Donald Trump is not under severe attack by a shadow government, an unseen hand, is it's in the open. It's evident every day, not only a shadow government within this country, but a world shadow government. I was listening to an individual by the name of Leo Zagami. I think many in this audience are probably familiar with Leo. And one of his latest interviews, I forget the gentleman that was interviewing him, but he stated before the election that once Trump won the election again, Pope Francis would come out of the woodwork. Pope Francis would begin to attack Donald Trump. Policies on immigration, many different objectives that Trump has. And Francis would basically begin a movement in Europe, and it would be a movement being backed by the Jesuits in the Catholic Church, the Black Church, as some refer to it. Within the Catholic Church, you have two churches. There are two Catholic churches. There is the Catholic Church that the Catholic people see as their way in which to worship their God. Then there's the dark aspect of the Catholic Church, the Jesuits. It's the hidden side of Catholicism in which there is deep satanic influence, the Jesuits, Freemasons, and it's very hard for Catholic people to understand that there are two Catholic churches. And presently, there are these men like Malachi Martin, passed away here 18, 20 years ago. There's, who are some of the other greats? Malachi. There's Leo Zagami, who was a priest. There's Maria Vigano, who was just excommunicated from the Catholic Church. There are many cardinals, bishops in the Catholic Church that are aware of two vehicles in that religion. And Pope Francis is the driver. He's the one who has taken the position to direct the dark side of Catholicism while being in the open. And because internationally, the Catholic people, they're in a, from the time they're born, generations, they're in a system where there is nothing outside of Catholicism. There's no evangelical, there's no Pentecostal, there's no Greek, there's no Lutheran. It is Catholicism only. The Catholic Church, to understand it, you have to read Revelation chapter 2, I think it's verse 19, the church in Thyatira. Christ has given it the name the church in Thyatira, meaning the Catholic Church. But because the Catholic, the priests in the Catholic Church don't emphasize the Bible, they don't, you know, encourage the Catholic people to read the Bible. The Catholic people that do read the Bible, these Catholics, they see two separate churches. They see the difference between what is hidden and what is in the open. Well, Vigano, I'm sorry, and well, these individuals who were Catholics and are no longer Catholics, that speak against Catholicism, not in a vindictive way, but in a way in which to help the Catholic people realize that Pope Francis is the head of the dark side, the black church in Catholicism. And I'll get back, I'll come back, I'll continue, because it's important to watch what's happening with the Catholic Church. I'll explain more when I get back. The Present Truth, This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Want to go back in time? Tune in for the all-new Classic Vinyl with JD Show, Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best radio.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Weekdays from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts are archived on 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. This New World Order, we discussed Klaus Schwab. We talk about, there's talk about Davos, Bilderbergers. And we don't discuss the One World Religion. Revelation chapter 13 does talk about a united religion, a religion that is united in the worship of Satan. Revelation chapter 13, the mark of the beast. The center of the established world religion will be in Jerusalem. And the present Pope, Francis, is pushing for unity of all the religious people in the world, including Muslims, Hindus, every religion coexist, basically. Francis is pushing for a world religion, and he's pushing for, unknowingly, the Catholic people don't realize he's pushing for a world religion headed up by the coming Antichrist. Pope Francis is neither the Antichrist or the false prophet. Catholicism is one of the seven lampstands of God in Revelation chapter 1. It is the fourth church, Thyatira. There are deep things of Satan in Thyatira. The Catholic people are admonished, those that don't know the deep things of Satan, that don't know the hidden depths of evil within Catholicism, they are to continue doing well in their good works and their charity work toward assisting mankind, helping their fellow man. That is their strength. But Pope Francis, he would not only advocate, but he would encourage Catholic people to worship the coming Antichrist. And he would say, which I don't think he'll be live long enough, he will present the concept, the thought, that there will be no punishment. And the coming Antichrist is the worship of man become deity. This is even against all Catholic teachings. Leo Zagami stated that once Trump was back in office, the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Jesuits within the Catholic Church, the Freemasons in Sweden, Norway, throughout Europe, would begin an international campaign to do everything possible to halt Donald Trump in any of his policies and objectives in Europe. This is why at Bilderbergers, at the Davos, they were very disturbed at some of the policies that Trump has already, the bills that he's already signed. Now, this was out of the 20th of January, the day that Trump was sworn in. Immediately, like Leo Zagami stated, immediately Pope Francis came out. He states that Trump's planned mass deportations are a disgrace. In an interview with the Italian channel Nove on Sunday, The pontiff was asked about the incoming Trump administration's plans to enact a series of immigration executive orders aimed at expelling undocumented immigrants. The deportation pledge was a key promise of Trump's election campaign. If it is true, Pope Francis says, it will be a disgrace because it makes the poor wretches who have nothing to pay the unpaid bill. It won't do. This is not the way to solve things, Pope Francis said. Now remember, many Catholic people don't realize, they don't know what globalism is. They're not involved politically in the global stage, the global world. They don't know what globalism is. Pope Francis is a spokesperson for the globalist agenda. Climate change, mass immigration out of Africa, the Middle East, to the nations of the world. Advocating for migrants has been a key part of Francis's papacy, as he consistently emphasized the need to welcome and integrate them into society. The matter of integration, I'll give the Chinese people as an example. I spent years in Berkeley, California. I worked in South San Francisco with Chinese people. I was in a Christian fellowship with Chinese people. The Chinese people are a great people. But with the Chinese people, they, through generations, will not change. Because it is a spiritual matter that there's no such thing as integrating. You don't integrate. It's just exactly like Islam, the Muslim people. They don't integrate. 100 years ago, the Hispanics out of Mexico, Central South America, came into the United States. And they were basically, they left their old culture to a great degree behind. They began to integrate. My parents, my grandparents, I'm Hispanic, but I am American. Now, I'll tell you a little story. I have a cousin, aunt, cousins, a couple of many family members in El Paso. They used to go into El Paso in the 80s, 70s, 60s. They'd go over the border, and they would buy furniture. They did a lot of business over the border. It was much cheaper. Into the 60s, I would listen to the stories, and my cousin would tell me, oh, yeah, we go down and we spend the day. Then in the 70s, yeah, we go down. Mom, we take mom down. In the 80s, yeah, we go down. By the 90s, I said, Bob, I said, so what's your latest expedition, your latest adventure in Mexico? He goes, well, cousin, oh, we're kind of careful when we go down there now. I thought that was odd. By the turn of the century, my uncle passed away. My cousin and I were visiting. And I said, so Bob, so you guys go down and still, he says, we won't go to Mexico. He says, we won't go over the border. I said, really? I said, why not? He goes, it's dangerous. He said, my mother knew the parents of the people that do the business in Mexico. And the older generation, like our grandparents died, their children took over, we knew their children, then their grandchildren. But by the time the great-grandchildren began to take over the businesses, we weren't safe anymore. And he said, don't you go over the border. And I said, why not? And he said, you're not safe. He said, the Mexican people in Mexico, the new generations, they hate the Mexican people that are in the United States, that hate, that have grown up in the U.S. They hate us because they consider us to be traitors. I said, you don't think I'd be safe? He goes, no. Don't you dare go over that border. He goes, we won't. He said, and we know the grandchildren, and we don't feel safe. These are the problems, and we were absorbed into the American culture. We are American, Mexican-American, but there is a generation, like with the Chinese people, they don't really, it even generations down the road, they really don't assimilate. Their loyalty is a racial thing. It's very difficult for them to integrate. The Chinese people that we know, they don't go to parties. They're very tight-knit. Still to this day, they've been here 100-150 years. But with the Hispanic people, family members, no, we're out, we're into restaurants, we're all over the place. With Islam, exactly the same way. They will not assimilate into another culture. They take over cultures. They take over countries, societies. They don't take over higher education, but they do take over government. This is their operating, their strategy. America is doomed. This nation is doomed. This nation is not going to recover from what has happened in the last four decades. And I have a reason to say that. All of the tech is in India, China, offshore, because they have millions and millions and millions of people to assemble things, to put things together, to manufacture. We manufacture zip, zero, nada. And in this little tiny country of 350 million people, there is no workforce, there's no labor force, there's no one that wants to go into these manufacturing companies that put together cell phones, digital, anything. We're doomed. India, China, the developing nations in Asia, these are the people that have a future. They have a labor force. They have high tech. They have a... they have many brilliant people. This is what Donald Trump is trying to change in this country. It's too late.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with health care? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797. Or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
It's too late. You know, in high school, taking all the history classes, and I was brain damaged. But living in the world, in the real world, and looking at how Rome eventually had its demise, Spain, England, France, you look at the patterns, like people in hospice, the hospice workers, they know basically what to look for with patients who go into hospice. Not all of them die, thank God. With this civilization, with the matter of immigration. This is like Hurricane Helene that has hit the country, not just a portion of the country. This problem took years, and it took a village, of American-hating politicians to allow this deluge to swamp America. Trump is going to do what he can do. But the fact is this, as I stated yesterday and last week, there is a 800-pound gorilla, and that the main target of that 800-pound gorilla is Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, all of the BRICS nations that are working with one another to be free from American sanctions, American control, American coups. That 800-pound gorilla is healthy. Donald Trump, I don't know how long he'll make it. But in the meantime, for the Christian people, you are commanded to pray for him until God decides how he is going to exit the political stage. Until then, for the sake of the overcomer people in the Christian community, in the evangelical churches and the churches in America, the Catholic Church, Lutherans, Anglicans, God has placed him once again for a short period of time, and we are commanded to pray for him, whether you agree, disagree, like his hair or not. Principles in God's kingdom are different than the principles in government or in a society or in a culture or in a race. God places men in positions of power as it pleases him. Pray for him that God will use him to hold back the tide of evil. And Trump will be used to make decisions that are actually we're not going to like. We're not going to be happy with some of the decisions that he's going to make. This matter of engaging with the Silicon Valley AI criminals. They're criminals, most of them. But Donald Trump is going to set the stage and is going to, you might say, prepare this country for the new coming leader after Trump is dismissed from duty. And Trump has to set the stage. He doesn't probably know what he's doing, but maybe, I don't believe he does. But nevertheless, he must get everything situated for the new administration to come. Illegal administration. It's a foreign concept. You may not like it. But Donald Trump is not going to. We've had our last election. The United States has had the last presidential election. There won't be a 2028 election. A Jared Polis is never going to be president of America. A Gavin Newsom. All these young, the children of the devil that are lining up to hopefully be the next candidate in 2028. They might as well buy a sailboat, a yacht, and go sailing. They're never going to take that position. There's an individual that's already has the ticket to become the new dictator or leader of this country to finish out America's destiny. Barack Obama. He's the only candidate that can replace Trump. He's the only individual that could replace Donald Trump. The 800-pound gorilla is all on board with him. Continuity of government. The world governments will be behind him too in the Western world. I'm telling you ahead of time. The American people, we pray for Donald Trump until it's his time to exit. God will determine. But we need him to keep the heavens open for a while longer. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM. KHNC.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and back we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
The federal government, the military, Pentagon, and these top men that Trump was meeting with last week, the Silicon Valley comrades, they are trying to stop the end of the world judgments. I have articles They want to stop it. They're hoping they can work with Donald Trump to stop the coming wars, the coming catastrophes. They're hoping that AI can change prophecy. They, like I told you about Rockefeller Zuckerberg building his palace in the Hawaiian Islands. They know what's coming. These wealthy, wealthy people, they know that they know the Bible. We, the American people, poo-pooed the Bible. All the Gen Zers, and they think that the Bible is irrelevant. But why is it that the silicone, why is it that Bill Gates, why is it Obama, why do all the military personnel, the brass, those in the Pentagon, why are they preparing for the coming judgments? You know, we're building in Colorado here, just south of Carter Lake, they're building another massive water project. Why? Because they're thinking that, no, it's not just people moving, millions of thousands of people moving into the area, but they have in the back of their mind, should there ever be a dry year, it's going to really affect growth in the Front Range, industry, manufacturing, the cities. They're building that dam up there because there's going to be a drought for about 3.5 years in the near future. In California, Donald Trump is demanding, and now he's cut off federal aid to California. He told them he's not giving them a penny, and they're freaking out. Oh, the children, the elderly. But Trump said, you release the water from those storage sheds to the north. You allow that water into the reservoirs, into Central and South California. And they need to do that. And they need to stop dumping it into the ocean because there's going to be a drought for 3.5 years in California, and they're going to need that water. They need to flush Gavin Newsom and his whole lineage of four or five families that have ruled California for the last 80 years. The Getty family. He's the grandson of one of the Getty children. Then his aunt, through marriage, Nancy, in their vineyard. Her husband, Paul, their mafia. They run that. They've taken the principles of the mafia, and they've run California. They've owned it for 80 years. What was the name of the governor that Linda Ronstadt used to date? What was his name? Wilson? I can't remember his name. He's no good. Yeah, those four families. And then you had, working with them, you had this Maxine Waters, and she died recently. What was her name? And you have that cabal of powerful people. Can't think of that woman's name. She died a couple of years ago. She was there forever. But they've they have owned California. And Trump is telling these people, you better fill up these reservoirs. And Trump is doing, not knowing what he's thinking. There's drought coming to California. It's going to be 3.5 years. It's not going to rain. And the Front Range here in Colorado, there is a punishment coming to this nation. Donald Trump may doesn't realize what he's doing, but he's setting the stage for this individual that's going to replace him illegally. They're going to destroy the Constitution. This Constitution is in their way. They're going to get rid of it. Here in Colorado, you have these individuals that think they're going to, you know, like the mayor of Denver, he's planning to become governor. Most likely he will. We are in a time of change. And I mean, anybody can say that because it's true. But I'm seeing a change that other people aren't seeing. I'm seeing a change that is not bueno. It is not good. Something coming. There's not going to be any answers. There won't be solutions. And Donald Trump, we want him to, whatever it is, like he had prayed. He prayed for wisdom, that God would give him wisdom to rule this country. That God gives him the wisdom to do what he has to do to protect the people of this country from the 800-pound gorilla. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey folks, Mad Vax here. The Survival and Prepper Show, your one-stop shop for all your survival needs, is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds March 1st and 2nd, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. It's at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Come check out thousands of products showcased by hundreds of vendors. Go to peshows.com for more information.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
I have a lot of many way directions to go, and I'm kind of meandering, but with each, I think each thought is important. There is a new religious world order coming. At the present time, Francis, the Black Pope, is the one leading the Catholic Church in that direction. And this means 1.1 billion people. Francis is taking the Catholic people away from sound Catholic teaching into a new political world. A new world order religion. This is extremely dangerous. Now, right now, within the Black Church, there's the two churches in Catholicism. There are two sides to it. For the Catholic people, don't be offended, but I'm telling you, in the Black Church, they're already planning to replace, when Francis, should Francis drop over dead, he's going to be replaced by a new globalist, probably even more globalist than Francis, if you could believe that. But no, that individual that replaces Francis is not the Antichrist. Antichrist does not come out of the Catholic Church. No, he will not be the false prophet, the replacement. Replacement is not the false prophet, nor will he be the Antichrist. The Catholic Church has a dark side, but the Antichrist and the false prophet, they come out of the world, out of the sea, out of the land, not out of the church in Thyatira, not out of Catholicism. Francis is pushing against Donald Trump. He's forced to push against Trump. The Freemasonry, the Jesuits, and all of the families of Europe that are tied deeply into Catholicism, the Catholic Church, into the Catholic government, they are working in tandem to resist Donald Trump, to hinder him in all of his objectives in Europe. They're up against a man that God has put in for a while longer. Hour two is coming in a few minutes. Hold tight.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.